Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Have Jalen on the line for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis. Jalen, how are you doing today?
Oh, it's going good, Dustin. How are you?
Doing good. Had a nice little shot of rain in several areas. Some places got a little more, some places got a little less, but we are needing the rain, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's hard to believe after, two, 3 weeks ago what we were talking about and how we were swimming in water. But it's a good little base to have here on the crops before this brutal weekend.
I know, and talking about 2-3 weeks ago, we had wind chills in the current conditions, and now we're back up to. I don't think we're gonna be behind in any growing degree days here coming up.
No, I think we're gonna have the opposite of a wind chill this weekend.
Yeah, that's for sure. So let's talk about. Start with weather. I mean, the drought monitors and stuff are out. What are we looking at?
Yep, that is the. As you guys have seen, we've had a. 3 days here this week of nice little runs and the start to maybe a little rally here in the markets, and it's really all about the future weather forecast and our current call it the drought monitor or what we've been looking at here the last couple weeks. And the updated drought monitor was out here this morning and just confirms what we've been talking about here the last week, and that's that the Dakotas. North and South Dakota are extremely dry. Some key areas, if you look at some of their really good crop-producing areas for both wheat and now, over the past couple of years, some corn and beans around that Aberdeen, central of the state area there. Severe drought, it shows on the drought monitors this morning, and then pretty much the rest of the state there is in a moderate drought. Or at the very minimal, very dry. So, if you look at that, and last week we talked about they are a bigger player nowadays. You combine the two states together, and they have more corn acres than Minnesota, and they grow more beans than Illinois. So definitely an important piece there. And, as we've talked about, the Eastern Corn Belt has been behind, and they're struggling a little bit. So the weather going ahead here, the forecast, the next 5 days, are very hot and dry for the whole Midwest, obviously, as we've seen here. Everyone's looking at the weather and what this weekend's going to bring. And then really the only rain chances in the next 5 days. North Dakota is looking like they might get some rain, but the most updated forecasts show that rain chance has moved really to only the northern half of North Dakota. Yesterday it was showing about the whole state or three-quarter of the state. Now it's only the northern half, and the key part of that is the worst part of the drought is in the southern half of North Dakota. So if they miss rains there and get that 100-degree, 102-degree heat with the 30-mile-an-hour winds this weekend, you're looking at a wheat crop that's in some dire trouble and a corn crop that's really going to be really not going to have anything left for moisture. So that's a key thing there. Other than that weather, obviously the weather maps are going to come out at noon and 3 o'clock every day here. So that's your market right around noon is going to take a big look at that. And you'll probably see a reaction around that time of day here throughout the week and into next week. Other than that, we do have a USDA report tomorrow. And so we'll maybe see, based on conditions here so far, we'll maybe see a little update in yield. Otherwise, it'll be exports and South American production. Carryouts aren't expected to change a whole lot, but, you get into this June report and we start seeing some surprises. So.
All right, so what are we looking at coming up for the next week?
Yeah, the next week, this morning here we did break through some key resistance points in corn. We had to break through that 404 high on December and 387 on July. We got through them both, so now you're in uncharted territory here. We're making new highs for the year, new highs since last summer. So what you're seeing is these funds that were really short, over 200,000 contract short corn. They're bailing out. They're getting out here these last 3 days. It's escalating again here this morning, and we're showing some nice gains. there's a lot of farmers selling to offset that in the market. But once we chew through that, you know, as long as these funds keep covering to maybe get back to a neutral position, if not go long, that's where these rallies come from, and that's exactly what we saw last year around this time. And I think the key thing to watch, you know, if you're going to look at any technicals, if you can look at things like the stochastics and their overbought, oversold territory, it's more important to look at the weekly charts now as far as stochastics than it is the daily charts. If you can watch for the, you know, technical terms here, the percent K line to cross lower over the percent D in overbought territory, that's when it's going to show you a peak in the market more times than not. If we would have followed it last year, you know, that would have got you within 10 cents of the top. And I'll be putting that in my weekly comments, too, if anyone wants to look at those, give me a call here at the office. Otherwise, you know, you're looking at about 393 and three quarters, your next resistance on July corn, and after that, $4. So keep an eye on that, Dustin.
All right, Jalen, well, we'll be talking to you next week and then see where things are going and see where things are weather-wise as well and how that's affecting the markets.
That sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.